What a joy it is indeed to have you join us again for another segment of the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour. God has blessed Pastor Wayne Cinch with the gift of healing and miracles to preach his word with signs following to the body of Christ. He holds meetings, conventions, crusades, and teaching seminars all around the world, and also reaching many with the gospel of Jesus Christ in building God's kingdom. We're grateful to have him once again on our broadcast today. You can call us at 416-784-1312 or on our toll-free line at 1-888-784-1312. And now I'd like to present to you God's servant for the hour, Pastor Wayne Cinch.
Praise God. What a joy it is to be back on this radio network to bring the gospel of truth, deliverance, hope, and miracle for each one of you today. Beloved, I want to read from John chapter 12, and I'll be reading from verse 44 all the way through 46. If I have enough time to do so, I'll be very happy to. But if not, beloved, I want you to know today that there are many people who are walking in darkness, and that's what this message is about. Come out of darkness. Beloved, I want you to know Jesus says in John chapter 12 and verse 44, he says, I am come a light into the world that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you touch every single person, every man, every woman, every listener, every boy, every girl, that, Father, you will let them know that this world is a world of darkness, and you have come as a light to transform each one of us. And Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit is going to touch somebody right now, that God, you will open ears, not only physical, spiritual, but God, you will bring a relief, a healing, even from demonic oppression, that your Spirit will break every chain of the enemy from their lives. And that enemy is the devil. And Father, I pray that Satan will lose his hold on every mind, on every heart that is out there today. Through the powerful name of Jesus, somebody say glory to God. Beloved, John chapter 12, verse 44, Jesus says, I am come, a light into the world. And can you imagine? Jesus has actually repeated this amazing statement that he's the light of the world. Yes, he is, beloved. In the hour and in the world in which we live, if you live without Christ, you are in darkness. If you do not have a change in your life, you are still bound to that spiritual darkness that has separated you from God. Beloved, if you're going to church, you might be a church person, you might be a religious person, and it doesn't matter what religious affiliation you might have. God is not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Beloved, I want you to know today that God wants you to come out of darkness. If you have bitterness in your life, you are in darkness. If you have unforgiveness in your heart, you are in darkness. If you're holding on to something that happened 20 years ago, you are in darkness. If you're holding on to something that someone said about you 5 years ago, you're still in darkness. You need to let go and let the Holy Spirit bring about that healing. And I promise you, there is not one psychiatrist. There is not one encourager. There is no preacher. There is no healer. There is no spiritualist who can set you free. It is the word of Almighty God. If you receive the word of God in your heart right where you are, your life will and can be changed. Jesus says in John chapter 12 and verse 44, he says, I am come a light into the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus made it very clear, he that followeth him will no longer walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Beloved, I want you to know today that if there is a bitterness in your life, you are bound by a chain of spiritual darkness. And no one who has come into contact with God through Jesus Christ ever lives in darkness again. Hallelujah. Jesus says, I am come into the world that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Beloved, I don't know where you're abiding. You might have a good home. You might have a job. You might have a lot of things going your way. You might have cut ties with a lot of people in your life. But beloved, are you abiding in darkness still? When you become a child of God, your life is going to be filled with the light of God. God's word is powerful. And I want you to know what David says in Psalms chapter 119, verses, I believe it's verse 105. David says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." That's what the word of God is. It's a light, and the light dispels darkness. That when the light is switched on, there is no more darkness that surrounds you any longer. And Jesus says, "And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not." Wow, if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. You know who judges us while we are in the world? It is our conscience. It is our rejection of Christ. It is our stubbornness. It is our disobedience that judges us. Because, beloved, they are going to follow us all through the grave into eternity. And they will stand before us, right before the great white throne of God. And they are going to point their finger at us that we never give way to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus says, "If any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejected me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." God is speaking to you today, and it is the word of God that will judge us. Today, Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is our Deliverer. Jesus is our mighty fortress. Jesus also says, "For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which has sent me." He gave me a commandment. And what is that commandment? Jesus says, "What I should say and what I should speak." And I know that His commandment is life everlasting. "Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." That is taken from verses 47 through 50. Friends, we are going to be judged by the word of Almighty God. The word of God will condemn our hearts. The word of God will condemn our souls. We will not be judged by our own little good works, because so many people today are hiding by their good works, by their church memberships, by their hymnals, and by the Bibles, and by the life they're trying to portray. But deep down within, if we do not have the Son of God and the Word of God living in us by the Holy Spirit, we will be judged. Beloved, if you have things in your life that you need to get rid of, beloved, no amount of prayers alone can do that for you. Prayer is communicating with God. You must receive the word of God. We will not be judged by our own little works. We will not be judged by what we think religion is, or by the things we do for our religions. No, we will be judged by the word of God. Jesus came the first time as the Savior. "And I came not," Jesus says in Matthew 17, verse 5. Jesus says, "I came not to judge the world, but to save the world." The next time you meet with Christ, you will meet Him as your judge. The voice from heaven is still saying to us, "This is my beloved Son. Hear ye Him." In Matthew chapter 17 and verse 5, God has spoken. And God has spoken from the very beginning. beginning of Jesus' ministry at the River of Jordan, God says, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him." And we need to listen to Jesus. Yes, we know right now that Christ, he's seated at God's right hand. He's making intercession for us. Beloved, maybe you might have been making mistakes time and time again. But if you have a desire right now to be changed and to become a better example and a better person for God, so that when others look at you, they will see Christ in you. You know that, beloved, if you have a desire, God is not willing that you perish in your struggles, in your weaknesses, but there will be a change. Yes, a Holy Spirit change, a profound, miraculous change. Right where you are, beloved, I want you to know that men had turned their backs on that voice. Men throughout the generations of time had turned their backs on that voice that came to save the world. They had rejected the king. Oh yes, when they had done this, the king rejected them. He will always be king. And I'm talking about Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Beloved, we need to come. In verse 44 of John chapter 12, remember what Jesus says. He has come into the world that whosoever believeth on him should not abide in darkness. Are you still in your darkness? Beloved, you need to rid of your darkness. God needs to put a smile not only upon your lips, but upon your heart. I heard someone said at some point in time, someone once said, "Listen, my eyes are open." But beloved, maybe your eyes might be open. That's wonderful that you can see where your physical feet are leading you. But is your heart open towards Almighty God? Beloved, our physical eyes and ears can be open. You might have all the mobility you need physically, but if your heart is blind towards God, you are none of His. Darkness is in your life. God wants to come in so that we can be changed. We can be like Christ. The Bible declares that he that has the Son has life. Hallelujah. Today I would like to pray with you as we're coming to a very close at today's broadcast. There are many of you out there today. We need you to come to Christ. We need a change in your life. I cannot take you to heaven, and this broadcast cannot take you to heaven, but only Jesus could. Only the Word of God could. And when you put your faith and trust in Him, He will transform you. He will deliver you. He will set you free right where you are today. Even if you're sick in your body, I feel right now that God is even touching some people right there who are listening to my voice. The Holy Spirit is touching, and I can actually feel right now that there are demonic bondages that are being broken through the powerful presence and through the Spirit of Almighty God. Right where you are, just lay your hands upon that area of your body and say, "I receive God's deliverance and God's healing and God's power upon my life." And I declare a change, God's change, the Holy Spirit's change upon my life. Beloved, what a joy indeed it was to come to you. And as we come to the end of our broadcast, you can write to us, you can give us a call, and you can visit us in one of our miracle services at 11 a.m. You can get a pen and you can get a paper. And also, we would like to ask you to support us. You can ask your heart's direction in how you can support us this month and what you can do for us this week. And beloved, we're dependent. For all of you today who are hearing my voice, I would like you to support us and pray for us to keep this program in the air. Until next time, God richly bless you, and you have a blessed week with King Jesus.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P 3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.